Hello, this is KPTZ, Port Townsend, 91.9 FM on your radio dial. You can also listen to us online at kptz.org. And by the way, if you're online on your computer right now, you can also listen to older shows on podcasts. I'm Marianne McNellis. This show is called Our Town. Every episode is different, and every show features someone new and perhaps intriguing. Have you ever wondered who the people are that you see every day around town? The guy driving the beat-up pickup with no muffler. What about the crew hoisting boats out of the water down at Boat Haven? And then there's that amazingly perky personal banker at Wells Fargo. This show, Our Town, profiles some of the fascinating people who live and work in Port Townsend. We talk with people who make up the eclectic mix of Jefferson County. We talk about their lives, their dreams, and how they ended up on the northwestern edge of the USA. We'll be talking with firefighters and foodies, bus drivers and teenage beauty queens. We'll find out what makes them tick and what they think about living and working in Port Townsend. Listening to Our Town is a way to meet some of Port Townsend's authentic and even eclectic people, your neighbors, your friends, and particularly people you don't know yet, but you'd like to meet them. Today, we're going to be talking with Heather Dudley Nolet and Frank DePalma. Two young entrepreneurs have started a business on the cutting edge of the fluid workplace of this century. They have created a company called The Co-Lab. What's the CoLab? Well, it's an office environment for those who don't really have an office environment. It's a concept that started in big cities, cities as diverse as Shanghai or Mumbai. In the computer age, not everyone needs to work in a structured environment. You know, have laptop will work, for hire, of course. It's called being location independent, and it's great for a lot of people. But some people also crave a little bit of that office environment, you know, chatting around the espresso machine or using top-of-the-line printer. Sometimes telecommuting is not the dream job. Focus can be hard to come by when your 2-year-old is having a tantrum and the 6-year-old brother is singing that Disney song for the billionth time. Welcome to the show, Heather and Frank. Let's start at the beginning. Are you two born and bred in Port Townsend?
No.
Okay.
We're not. How I describe my presence here in Port Townsend is that I grew up coming here. So I have a lot of family heritage here. I'm from the Hastings family, so I'm fifth generation in Port Townsend, and I've spent my life coming here and tending to our family business. But I didn't actually move here permanently as an adult until my son was about 1. So I've been here for just over 8 years now.
8 years. Mm-hmm. And what about you, Frank? How'd you end up here?
I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then got the call to Seattle for music in the 90s and bought a sailboat and landed on the shores of Port Townsend and really never looked back.
Mm, fell in love, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Well, how did the two of you come up with the concept of the CoLab?
Well, we were actually at the Undertown Cafe having a business meeting about various ideas we had and looked around, and there were a lot of people working down there. And it's not – a coffee shop isn't the ideal place to run a business of a certain level. And so we thought, wouldn't it be great to share an office? And this concept of co-working – was very popular in Seattle and growing quickly. And our friend Leif Hansen had some experience at different co-working spaces. And so we thought we'd give it a try.
So when was this first brainstorming meeting? When did it happen?
We were thinking about that recently. It's about 5 years ago now, because we've actually been running this version of the CoLab for almost 3 years. And we did a sort of experimental version all around town for about 2 years prior to that. So it mm-hmm. had to have been 5 or just mm-hmm. over 5 years ago that we started talking about it.
When you refer to the experimental version, what do you mean by that?
Both Frank and I are members of our Economic Development Council here for Jefferson County, EDC Team Jefferson. And we had kind of brought the idea to them and just shared the concept that Leif had been sharing with us, and really more as a way to share economic development trends that were happening that we thought might be good for this community. And as we started talking about it over the months, we got a lot of support from individuals and organizations throughout the community, and started just testing it out, getting some groups of coworkers, people that we knew who were independent professionals or telecommuters working from their homes, and said, hey, let's get together and work together and see how it works. So we started, the EDC offered us some space for a little while. We worked there out of their space, on their old space in on Washington Street. And then we got a call from the Port Townsend Public Library, and they offered us some space. We worked out of the old Pink House, the Port Townsend Public Library Learning Center there next to the library. We worked there for over a year. And
so
some other
you were
individual
both,
places.
Individually and separately working from home, I take it, at that time?
Exactly.
And what exactly, what were you each doing?
Well, I was doing web design, still am.
Okay.
And out of my house, and having meetings there or coffee shops or, you know, different places wasn't as conducive to being productive.
Right, and you have young children too.
Right, yes. So it really, you know, even with the pile of laundry looming in the background and all that going on, even if the kids are at school, it's really hard to be as productive than the professional, clean office space with fast internet and good coffee.
I can understand that. Heather, what were you doing?
I had come back to this community to project manage a family project, doing all the permitting and exploring some development ideas for the Hastings building downtown and the old surf building. So I was in the process of getting all the city, state, and federal permits for that project. Had already spent several years working on that. And same situation, was working out of my home, having meetings around my kitchen table and dining room table and in coffee shops and libraries and places like that.
Well, tell us about the CoLab space that you have now.
Well, it's a beautiful space in the old Elks building downtown. What is the official name?
Well, it's called the Miller Burkett building, I think is one of the technical names. We call it the Silverwater building.
Yeah, I think most people do, because the Silverwater Cafe is on the ground level.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. And the Starlight Theater is in the right above us. Mm-hmm. So,
and the Mezzaluna Lounge.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, so it's a really cool space. The building itself is great. There's a great community of businesses and people that go there already. And the room itself, the co-working space, is just beautiful, tall ceilings and windows, lots of natural light, and really beautifully restored.
We have the whole second floor of that building that's owned by David Hero and Allison Hero Powers. And they are our heroes. They're great landlords.
So how did you spread the word at first? How did people find out about the CoLab?
Well, that initial trial period, we were able to invite people to come and try it for free. And we got a lot of valuable feedback. And also through our friends at the Chamber of Commerce, we were able to speak at their luncheon and, you know, the different Rotary Clubs and Kiwanis Club and those kinds of places. We kind of got the word out in the business community, and then also connected with people that everyone we met that was moving to town that maybe, you know, we knew through our businesses. Word of mouth is really how it started.
Mm-hmm. And we also did an online survey before we really, as part of our business planning process. We took this idea through the EDC's business planning class for 8 weeks and actually took the business idea and ran it through the business planning class. And as part of our market research for that section of our business plan, we did an online survey and got another sort of round of valuable feedback from a number of questions that we posed to the community online.
So can people from any industry be part of this? Are there any restrictions? Is it all techies or?
Everyone's welcome. In bigger cities, co-working spaces tend to have a particular industry or focus, but in our little town, as eclectic as it is, we have everything from writers to programmers to telecommuters. You know, it runs the full gamut.
Okay. Well, so I assume it's not free to use the space.
Not
how
anymore.
If someone was interested in it, what would be the easiest way first to contact you and then talk about how you charge for it, really?
Well, we do encourage people to come and just try the space. Mm-hmm. Our general advice has seemed to land on try it for 3 days, that especially if you've never worked in a co-working space before, 3 days seems to be a really good way to get a real sense of whether this environment works for your personality and for your business. So you can contact us and just come in and see the space. We're at 237 Taylor Street on the second floor. We're open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, so you can just walk into this space unless it's a major holiday, where we have the space staffed by an amazing group of what we call space catalysts. And they're all independent professionals themselves working out of the space. They come and help us staff the space and trade for membership. And so they know almost as much about the CoLab as we do on any given day. So you can ask them questions and they'll give you a tour of the space, or we will. Frank and I often sit at that desk as well. So we just encourage you to come and drop in. You can drop in for $20 a day, or you can start a 3, 5, 10, 15-day membership, or up to full time. Just depends on what works for your business model. And then each of the memberships are month to month. So oftentimes we have independents or telecommuters who are working here for a couple of months, or they get a project or a contract where they need to be working more, and then they'll turn it down or off for a couple of months and then come back for another project.
You refer to them as members. Mm-hmm. Is that the model you're using?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very much like a health club membership where you would pay month to month for access to the space. And so it's by the day. So the price per day goes down. If you buy 10 day pass you can use during the month, then it's less per day than just the $20 a day.
That makes sense.
We also offer the first Thursday of every month. We have a free day where anyone who hasn't been in before can come and try it for free. And also, if you go to our website and sign up for our email newsletter, you get a free day with that as well.
Well, some health clubs really put pressure on people to sign up for annual contracts. Mm-hmm. Do you do anything like that?
We haven't done annual contracts up until this point. We've talked about it, and we're sort of always willing to relook at our business model as we move forward, because what's happening with co-working in general is that we're really trying to keep up with the trends that are happening, and the way we work is changing so much today. And then there's the way we work in this community. It's a very place-based business model. So the way we work in Port Townsend is often what you call stint-based work. You used the term location independent. That is a lifestyle choice. People come here specifically to be able to have that lifestyle choice of working from the place that they really want to live and dig in and engage and build their lives, but they also want to be able to travel to other places and even work from there sometimes when they're there. So we have this wonderful model of being able to sort of have a home base of your own community where you're working, but also travel. And we actually have we participate in a co-working visa program that allows you that flexibility to work in some other places throughout the world.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah. And so you're referring to changing models of working. Aside from telecommuting, what else are you?
Well, there's a very prominent change toward project-based business. So rather than having an employer and going there for 20 years and retiring, oftentimes, like myself being a web designer, I work on a per project basis, and some projects require me to travel. Some projects require me to, have a lot of meetings. It's very diverse. And so we really try to keep it flexible so that we can accommodate our members and what the community needs.
Inside the CoLab, what sort of equipment do you have? You described the space sort of, as beautiful big windows, but I don't think our listeners have a sort of fix on what's in there.
What's in there? Well, you walk into the space and there is a lobby area that has a place for our elevator to come up to the space. So it is accessible, which is really handy. and there's a restroom there in the lobby. There's access to a couple of our meeting rooms right off of the lobby there so that people can come in and just go into a meeting room directly. And then you walk into the main co-working space where you'll be greeted by someone at the desk there. When you're greeted there at the front desk, you'll also see the where everyone is sort of working in those typical co-working desks. So what Frank and I and our Catalyst team who helped us set up this space tried to do was to set up as many diverse workspaces as we could think of and that we're working in other co-working spaces. So we have standing workstation height tables. We have some cubbies that we had. They're old library carrels that we actually purchased from the Jefferson County Library when they were doing their remodel. We have some just nice, plain, straight tables that are desk height. And then we have our kitchen area that also has some more desks where you can work in that area, another standing workstation area there. We have a shared kitchen.
Yeah, so people can have coffee or snacks
right.
or whatever.
Yes.
Do you provide any technical, any computers, anything like that?
We have some monitors on the desks that are either belong to the co-lab or belong to members that they're willing to share with others. We have a laser printer that everybody is available to use wirelessly. But otherwise, location independent often means have laptop and cell phone will travel.
Right.
And probably the biggest striking thing for me when I go in there to work is that every day when you show up, it's a clean slate. Mm-hmm. There's a clean workspace. It's not cluttered with your papers or anything like that yet until you get going. And then when you leave, you take it with you. And it's a really great way to clear your head and focus when you need to get work done.
You have Wi-Fi, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I think your crowd would definitely need that.
Yes.
You know, I worked for years in newsrooms with open concept, you know, where 100 or so people would be in the same space. And I did not. At the beginning, I found it very distracting. But after a while, I didn't at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, in terms of the mix of people you have there, how often does it turn social? How often is it everyone with their heads down?
Well, it's interesting. We have the kitchen area, which tends to be the social area where people are getting coffee and there's a little bit of noise going on with the coffee machine and whatnot. So if you want to be social, you tend to hang out in the kitchen and chat about what you're working on, and what movies you saw, whatnot. But if you really want to focus and get work done, there are quieter areas, even though it's one big room. And there aren't that many. There's not 100 people in there, you know, so you can really kind of move to where you want to be, and there's no dedicated desks or any specific place to sit. You can sit wherever you want and move throughout the day if you need to.
I see. Well, how many people can be there? What comfortably? What would be the max you think could be there?
We haven't hit it yet.
So. There's still space.
Everyone's welcome. There's plenty of space.
Yeah, we've had events there with nearly 100 people, and it's a nice big space for that. You know, on any given day, there's 5 to 10 people in there working, and there's plenty of room for more.
Yeah. What are some of the industries that your members are in?
A lot of technical industries. We have the Forest Stewardship Council in Hanna is working from there. We have several graphic designers. We have a couple others that are running or participating at leadership levels in nonprofit organizations. We have, like Frank said, we have some writers. We had a couple of commodities brokers working there for a little while, good friends. I'm in historic preservation. Frank is a web developer. We have two or three other solid web developers that are doing that as their primary career. Those are just the ones that come right off the top of my head. A business consultant, Rachel Williams, works there and does business development and strategic planning for small businesses.
Okay. Have you expanded since you opened? Do you have any other locations?
We do.
Actually, this past year we were working with Finn River Farm, and when they purchased – better be careful what I say here. You should probably explain this. You know it better than I.
So we do have a very exciting new partnership as of 2015, where we were approached by Finn River Farm and Cidery to participate in the project that they were doing to rehabilitate the Brown Family Farmhouse out in Chimicum, there across from the Chimicum Farm Stand. And so what they are doing out there is a project in itself. The Farm Collaborative has come together to really create some amazing synergies there. And we're just a small part of that, where in the middle, the common space in the farmhouse there, we have basically created an additional collab there where you can have a membership to be a part of the Brown Farm. And it's called the Farmhouse Offices and Collab at the Finn River Orchards. So Finn River is in the process of moving there. They've already planted an orchard there. They're moving their tasting room there and eventually their entire operation. But then lots of other organizations out there in the offices. And then you can have a co-working membership to be in the common space. And there's also a library meeting room there that you can rent, just like you can rent the meeting rooms in Port Townsend.
So basically, it's a second location for you.
It is a second location using a very different model.
How is it different?
Well, it's different for us. We run it operationally. It's a little bit different. Really, we're, you know, if you think of it, it's their operation and we're just kind of adding a co-working piece to it. So we share revenues with them differently. All of that is a little bit different than what we do in Port Townsend. But just for the coworker, it's different because we don't staff that space. That's probably the major difference. So we do a lot more sort of one-on-one communication with our members in order to onboard them, to get them into the space and get them oriented. We set up some time to meet with them. There's a wonderful house manager out there, Catherine Lampka, who does staff the space on Monday afternoons from 12 to 3, and you can go in and just always get an orientation to the space on those Monday afternoons. But otherwise, you need a door code to get into the space, and you're working there typically a little bit more independently, a little bit more on your own. There's not as many people out there.
If you had a membership, let's say a monthly membership here in town, could you also use Chimicum, or is it different?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can share your membership in both locations.
That's
which
great.
Is really convenient for people who want a few days of beautiful solitude out in the farm or you know, come into the city and,
yeah,
and work.
So looking forward, what are your plans?
Just like co-working, we're adjusting them monthly.
Yes.
We are continuing to grow and try new ideas and build community relationships with other businesses and organizations and try to really be a piece in this puzzle of economic development in the small community.
So we're always looking at what is the future of the collab and how are we going to continue in a way that makes this a sustainable model for this community. So we're literally always looking back a month at a time and saying, okay, do we need to shift something? Do we need to move forward? It's been a very active business planning process as mm-hmm. we go along. Partly because we knew when we created this model here that it was still a bit ahead of its time in Jefferson County, in any rural community. The population base is just not big enough quite yet to make enough co-workers. So we definitely need more members in order to make it a financially viable, sustainable operation. But we believe that it is a necessary piece of our economic development picture moving forward as a community, that it's worth continuing to adjust and make changes as we go along to make sure that it can stay for the long term.
You don't have a crystal ball, but
we don't.
Do you feel it's a sustainable business financially?
It's a tough question, Marianne. We're really assessing that each month. And Frank and I have made the commitment and the decision up until now for these first 3 years that it's worth the financial commitment that we have made individually to keep it going. Whether we'll be able to continue to do that, we have to look at it as a business model, and we have to make good, you know, solid business decisions for ourselves and our community and for our families.
Right.
So more members are necessary.
Well, guys,
but we think we're getting there.
It's hard to believe, but we're almost out of time. Mm-hmm. You've been listening to Our Town on KPTZ, Port Townsend, 91.9 FM. I'm your host, Mary Ann McNellis. I've been talking with two founders of the CoLab, Heather Dudley Nicolette and Frank DePalma. The CoLab is an interesting concept. As you know, today many people telecommute. They don't need to be in a so-called real office environment, but sometimes working at home all alone is not what you really want. Sometimes it's nice to have coworkers, people to bounce ideas off, people to socialize with. The CoLab is a mixture of all that. You can sign up for an entire month at a time. For $350 a month, you can hang out at the office literally 24/7. But there are all sorts of combinations. You can go for a day or pay $20 or 3 days or a week. They're very flexible. Port Townsend is a magnet for creative people, but we all know there are not all that many real jobs here. Young people leave town for the big city where there are more jobs. That's a fact of life. However, in this age of telecommuting, perhaps there's a middle way. The CoLab is a creative way to incorporate the best of working alone while also keeping the synergy of working with others. The CoLab is a very young company, and its two founders, Heather Dudley Nolette and Frank DePalma, are entrepreneurial visionaries. They offer a lot to this town. Thank you both for being our guests today on Our Town. Meanwhile, keep listening to KPTZ Port Townsend 91.9 FM for more dynamic, eclectic community radio.
Our Town is an original KPTZ production created by Mary Ann McNellis and engineered by Sonny Flores.